Fasten your seatbelts. It's going to be a bumpy night.
To infinity and beyond!
I just love finding new places to wear diamonds.
I could have been a contender. I could have been somebody.
There is no place like home.
Life was like a box of chocolates. You never know what you're going to get.
Well, that means it's time to go behind the scenes at another movie. And with us, we've television producer with Mind the Gap Films, Bill Hughes, who is with me. Bill, good morning.
Good morning, Pat.
Now, you've chosen an unlikely hit, but let's hear a clip.
What were you doing out in the woods?
Norman, what do you think I was doing? I was getting wood. Hey, I met the nicest couple.
Huh? Where?
In the woods.
A couple of people?
No, a couple of antelope. Of course, a couple of people. Their name is Migliore, I believe.
Migliore? What sort of name is that?
I don't know, darling. Italian, I suppose. They're up from Boston.
They speak English?
Well, of course they speak English. They're a nice middle-aged couple, just like us.
If they're just like us, they're not middle-aged.
Of course they are.
Middle-aged means the middle, Ethel, middle of life. People don't live to be 150.
Well... we're at the far edge of middle age, that's all.
We're not, you know. We're not middle-aged. You're old and I'm ancient.
Oh, poo. You're in your 70s and I'm in my 60s.
Just barely on both counts.
Would you like to spend the rest of the afternoon quibbling about this?
We can if you like.
My goodness, that script made for Katharine Hepburn.
Oh, isn't it just fantastic? And it's that scene, you know, that just sets it all. They're an old couple, Ethel and Norman Thayer, and they've arrived at their summer house in New England on a beautiful lake, and she went out to get wood and she's come back, and it's the inkling that we're given that, oh, he's forgetful.
Okay.
And
the movie is on
the
movie's Golden
called
Pond.
On Golden Pond, and multi Oscar winning movie, huge box office success in 1981, second only to Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Wow.
Yeah.
And this is a modest movie.
It's a very modest movie. It was Jane Fonda went to see a play on Broadway in 1979 called On Golden Pond, and she went to Ernest Thompson and she bought the screen rights, because in the film it deals with the very difficult relationship between an old man, as you heard there, Norman Thayer, played by Henry Fonda, and his daughter Chelsea. And that Ethel, the wife, played by Katharine Hepburn, is the peacemaker. And Fonda in the theatre was transfixed because she thought this reflected her broken relationship with her dad. And she thought this was a way to in some way have a rapprochement. So she bought the rights.
With the idea of appearing as
him,
the daughter herself.
As the daughter.
And her dad.
Yeah, and in fact, at one stage, she even talked to Ernest Thompson, the writer, about changing the script slightly and adding another male character so that she could bring in Peter Fonda.
Was he having difficulties with his dad as well?
Yeah, they all... Oh, the Henry Fonda was notoriously difficult, yeah. So then James Stewart approached Fonda and said he wanted to play the part, but she was adamant that she wanted that part for her dad and that it was going to be the first time they ever appeared together on screen. And this was at the very, you know, end of his life, basically. So it was very difficult to raise the money. Mark Rydell, the director, producer, actually gave an interview after the Oscars and said it was hard to get the picture made despite having Jane, who was a very big star. You have to remember, she had two Oscars at that stage. Mm-hmm. She'd won the Oscar for Clute and the Oscar for Coming Home. And he said, I had to beg for the money to make the picture, literally beg, because the financier said, Henry Fonda hasn't had a hit in years. Kate Hepburn is just a legend. She doesn't mean anything anymore. And Jane would mean something, but she's not in the lead. Who wants to see a picture about death? And that was such a mean-spirited, nasty reaction from Hollywood. And the whole point is, it's not about death. This film is not about death. This film is about healing relationships. It's about, in some way, people finding a new reality. Children having difficulty with their parents, finding middle ground, finding something that, what went wrong, let's fix it.
And the script itself, I mean, did Jane Fonda believe that the script would actually, because they were talking to each other as father and daughter on screen, but they also were in real life father and daughter, that it might work the magic in some way?
Yeah, she had very strong things to say about it. In her own memoir, she said that you know, he always said that acting gave him a mask that allowed him to reveal emotions he didn't feel safe revealing in real life. Maybe showing his emotion about his daughter in the film would release the real ones. Well, they didn't.
All right, we'll talk about what happened next in a moment. Yeah. What's the second clip?
In the second clip, Norman, the Henry Fonda character, has really started to lose it, and he goes out in the woods himself and he gets completely lost, and they've been going there for years, and he finds his way back to the thing and he's in a complete panic and he sits down and he's crying, and Katharine Hepburn is trying to console him, and this is what she says.
Listen to me, mister. You're my light in shining armor. Don't you forget it. You're going to get back on that horse, and I'm going to be right behind you, holding up and tight, and away we're going to go, go, go.
I don't like horses. You are a pretty old dame, aren't you? What are you doing with a daddy or somebody like me?
I haven't the vaguest idea.
That music. It's just, oh, it's amazing. Dave Grusin wrote the soundtrack, and Dave Grusin's music in this whole film, yeah, it just completely captures everything.
Now, you mentioned how successful it was.
Yeah.
An unlikely success, I suggested, but you have a quotation from a fellow from the New York Times.
Yeah, Vincent Canby. At the time, he said, as a successful Broadway play on Golden Pond was processed American cheese, smooth, infinitely spreadable and bland, with colour added by the actors. The movie, still American cheese, but it stars Henry Fonda, Katharine Hepburn, Jane Fonda and Dabney Coleman, add more than colour to this pasteurised product. On Golden Pond now has the bite of a good old cheddar.
It's a lovely quote.
And then out came the Oscar nominations, 10 Oscar nominations, like including Best Picture. People just fell in love. America and the world fell in love with this picture in 1981. And it's not surprising because the performances are extraordinary. Dabney Coleman has a magnificent cameo, and he had just come off the success of 9 to 5 where he'd worked with Jane Fonda. So everybody loved him anyway as the baddie. And in this, he's not nice either. But for Henry Fonda to win his only competitive Oscar, for Katharine Hepburn to win her fourth Oscar, and for Ernest Thompson to win Best Adapted Screenplay from his own play. The film was just, everybody fell in love with it. And I think our listeners, if you give it the chance, it's up on YouTube. As far as I know, it's free on YouTube. You can put it in and get ready, snuggle in. It's a real date movie, but it's also a movie, if you're feeling Christmassy sentimental at this time of year and you put the tree up, sit down and watch this with a nice glass of wine.
Henry Fonda didn't get to pick up his own Oscar.
No, Jane Fonda went. And the thing was, he had been admitted to hospital and he was on his deathbed, and Shirley, his then wife, was with him. And the intention was that he was going to come to the Oscars. But in the end, it just wasn't physically possible. So Jane got up and she made a speech that where she looked directly to camera and was looking directly at Henry in his hospital bed and saying how much she loved him. And it was like the room went crazy, you know. So
did it do the trick?
Didn't.
No reconciliation?
No, reconciliation. Well, reconciliation in the sense that, yes, they would talk to each other, but he was civil. He withdrew back into himself. He was a very cold fish. Everybody in Hollywood knew that Henry Fonda was a cold fish. And when Jane had been out and up to her escapades as a Hanoi Jane, yeah, doing all her mad anti-Vietnam stuff, but people said that she was doing it for his attention. And sadly, Henry Fonda, well, I love his body of work. I love The Grapes of Wrath. I love some of the movies he made. But in reality, he was a cold fish, and acting was the mask he needed to release his emotions.
On that note, Bill Hughes, television producer with Mind the Gap Films. Bill, thank you very much.
Thanks, Pat.